Next, neighbourhoods in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire are among the most diverse in the country. That's according to research from the University of Liverpool, which shows that segregation for ethnic minority groups has actually gone down over the last 10 years. I'm joined this evening by Dr. Gemma Catney, who carried out the research. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gemma.
Thank you.
What exactly did your research find then in terms of communities here in the three counties?
Well, the study as a whole looked at neighbourhood segregation between 2001 and 2011 and showed that neighbourhood segregation had decreased for ethnic minority groups over the last decade. Looking specifically at Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire, that story is consistent with those counties as well. It's a story of decreasing segregation over the last 10 years.
Were you surprised by what you found?
I think it was anticipated, really, because we know that over time these processes take place essentially to some degree. They're a natural process. Time since immigration, for example, that means that eventually after immigration people may feel that they can move around in their particular area or outside that area. We also know that there's movement outside of urban clusters towards, say, suburban and counter-urban areas, and that process just takes time. If the opportunities are available, if discrimination is low and there are equal opportunities, then we'd expect these processes to occur. So in some ways, actually, it's not that surprising.
Is there anything specifically different about the last 10 years in particular, possibly economically, that's led to segregation decreasing?
Well, I think that, as I said, that time really is a big factor in this as well. If you imagine what we might call an immigrant settlement area, an area where immigrants initially move to, eventually those immigrants may accumulate enough capital to move elsewhere. Likewise, there are second and third generation British-born ethnic minorities that are moving away from particular areas. So I think that, yeah, that it takes time for that capital to accumulate, for those processes to take place, and also familiarity with certain areas as well. It's very natural that there might be particular areas with better networks, for example, and more established communities, which are attractive initially, and then eventually there's movement elsewhere.
Your research shows this diversity among neighbourhoods, but does it look at how people are actually getting along side by side? Did it look at the relations?
No, and that's extremely important. These data are from the 2011 census, and what they ask is about your ethnic group and about where you live. They don't ask about things like social interactions. They don't tell us about workplace interactions, for example, or interactions in schools, and they're really important as well. What I would say, though, is that residential segregation is one element, obviously, of mixing. And I would guess that there is even better integration in the workplace, for example, and that's something that that can't be measured, unfortunately, with these data.
What does this say about multiculturalism then? Because, you know, a lot of people say it's a bad thing or it hasn't worked, but, you know, your research is showing these communities are living side by side.
I think that's exactly right. I think that what this study has shown is that England and Wales is coping very well with multiculturalism, if you want to put it that way. We're certainly accommodating the diversity of England and Wales and the growing diversity of England and Wales that's been accommodated in terms of this measure of integration.
But despite what you found out with this research, there are still, you know, noticeable Asian areas, for example, and white areas, if you like. We're not going to ever lose that, would you say, or do you think this is a trend that will continue whilst we're all better integrated?
Sure. Of course, there are certain areas and there are certain challenges for particular communities, but I would say that over the last 10 years, this process of desegregation has really accelerated. It did take place over the 10 years before that. The last census before that was in 2001, of course, and comparing that back to 1991, segregation had decreased in that period as well, but it has accelerated over the last 10 years. So I would predict, looking at these trends, that will continue in the future as well.
We talk about it in terms of ethnicity, but is this a class thing in some ways more than race?
I think that's quite important when you think about the different mechanisms by which people can mix. Mm-hmm. I do think that there need to be equal opportunities for that mixing to take place. So in some ways, there is a class element. That movement, for example, out of urban areas towards suburban areas, so, for example, housing aspirations for a big house or a garden or countryside living, that can only be achieved if there are equal opportunities and if people can afford to do so. So in some ways, yes, it's a class-specific migration.
And I guess we're also seeing, you know, with black and Asian communities sort of moving into what were in some ways traditional white areas, if, you know, that generation are going onto university, securing better paid jobs and moving into those other areas.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, those processes will take place, yeah.
And do you think this will be something that continues? Would you expect your sort of next lot of research, if you like, to show that this is a continuing trend now? Or is it just specific to the past 10 years? And if things change in terms of the economy, for example, that it may go back the other way?
I think, well, I mean, economics are very important, but I think there are other issues there as well. There is increased tolerance, for example, between different communities. There is... As longer established and second and third generations get larger, for example, in England and Wales, there are all sorts of reasons why people start to mix more. And so economics play one part, but I don't think that's everything. So I would guess that will continue in the future.
Dr. Gemma Catney, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
To Dr. Gemma Catney, who is behind that research from the University of Liverpool.